Tape script 10.4. Homelessness. Part 1.
Hello and welcome to Worldly Wise. In today's edition, we look at the problem of homelessness. Why is it that even in the richest countries in the world, there are so many homeless people? Someone who's experienced the problem firsthand as a homeless person himself is Oliver McGechy, a former journalist and publisher and a reformed alcoholic. He now works to help others in the same position. I asked Oliver if he could tell us something about the work he does and the problems of homeless people.
I run a project for people who have a long-term commitment to alcohol recovery and who basically are homeless and who need help. It was put to me the other day that in Europe at the moment that the average lifespan for someone who's street homeless is only 42. So you're actually moving back to almost Victorian days and Victorian principles in terms of how people can expect to live and what quality of life they can expect. But the people you see sleeping on the streets, the people you see sleeping in shop doorways, represent only the tip of the iceberg. They represent only a very, very small proportion of the overall number of people who are actually homeless.
I asked Oliver what had gone wrong in these people's lives.
You're looking at someone who's not only lost their home, they've probably lost their partner, their children, their family, all of the social contact which they've had. They've probably lost all of the network which has supported them within society, their doctors, their GP, their dentist, their job. They become unemployed. And because they're into a downward spiral, all of these things combine to make it very, very difficult to move back into society. Therefore, they become lost. They tend to be forgotten. There's little political gain in supporting homeless people.
Who exactly are these people, Oliver?
It's impossible to say. I mean, I've worked with people who have been accountants. I've worked with people who have been doctors. I've worked with a number of members of the clergy. I've worked with people who have worked in factories. I've worked with people who have never worked in their life at all. I've worked with postmen. I've worked with ex-servicemen. The spread of people who are affected by homelessness or who become homeless is infinite. It's as wide as society itself.
But are there problems that all of these people have in common?
One of the biggest problems which homeless people face, in fact, is drug addiction and alcoholism. But let me ask you a question. If you were homeless and you'd nowhere to live and you'd lost your family, you'd lost your job, life had fallen down round about you, and you could escape just a little by using alcohol, would you?
Absolutely. I take the point.
Part 2.
Chris, can you tell us why it was that you ended up homeless?
Well, I had a house with a woman that I took on with her kids, and I had a job and all working at the Royal Mail post office. I don't know, about what, two years it was into the relationship, and all of a sudden, like, she just wanted out. So I tried to patch things up, which really didn't work, you know. So I ended up going back to the woods where I was before.
Back to the woods?
Yeah.
How do you mean? Literally to the woods?
Yeah, I used to live out in the woods.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, you mean living rough or
yeah,
in a tent?
Rough in the woods. How? Just in a bivy bag, Gore-Tex bivy bag and sleeping bag and stuff in the woods for a while, lighting fires and having my grub out there, you know. There's just something about the woods. You're free out there. You can't do it around the town because there's, you know, I don't know, you're too at risk in towns. Too many people, you know, too much hassle in towns. The best thing to do is get out and get where you feel safe. So I feel safe in the woods all the time, you know.
So why aren't you in the woods now?
Because I had a breakdown out there and went to the doctors and that. And they gave me some tablets for that. And I ended up coming here. It was the best solution, you know, to get myself back on my feet sort of thing, you know.
But so living in the woods, although, as you say, it was, you know, you were free and free from the hassles and so on. I mean, it's not the ideal way of life for you.
No and yes, it was my job once a time.
Living in the woods?
Yeah, I was a survival instructor, teaching the army and stuff.
So you like the woods?
The woods, the mountains, it's fine for me. But coming into towns I find very stressful. I mean, I'm here now, but each day I'm here now, I'm still fighting. I've been here 6 months. So each day now, I'm still fighting to stay here, which is hard for me. I'd be safe out there, you know, instead of here. But all I'm trying to do is get my act together and start again, really. It's hard work.
What does it mean to you not to have a home?
Devastating, really. I miss the family feeling or the family comfort. Not the television, but having a woman there to care for and someone to talk to. You get very lonely. I mean, in here you've got friends and that, but I admit I get very lonely when you're on your own. And it takes its toll, because if you're used to that way of life, it's hard to comprehend what it's all about. You know, the worst thing is, when you think about that, which hurts most, is you see people holding hands going down the street with their wife and kids, and you've had that once and you've lost it. And you'd like that again, but it's going to take time to get that back. You know, so, yeah, I find it really hard, actually.
And what's it like when you're actually on the road?
When you're roaming around the country, you see so many of your people like yourself on the street, sleeping in doorways, parks, benches, you know. And, you kind of get used to it after a while. It takes about a week to get used to being on the road, but then it takes about seven to 8 months trying to get used to getting back into society again, you know. I find it hard anyway, even now.
Part 3.
Chris is just one of a growing army of people of all ages and positions in life who've become homeless and have ended up sleeping rough. Throughout the ages, there have always been homeless people. For some, a life without obligations and responsibilities has its attractions. But for most homeless people, like Chris, the everyday world of homelessness is very grim indeed.
Well, when you get to rock bottom, you either turn yourself to drink or drugs. You can get drunk as much as you want, but the next day it's still there. You've got the same problems you did the day before.